All the children can come forward. There we go. Okay. Good morning, children. How are y'all doing?
Good.
Okay, well, this morning we're going to talk about something. It's a kind of a big word, procrastination. How many of you know what that word means? You don't know? Nobody knows? I'm sure you do. It's a big word, but it's pretty easy to understand. It means putting things off. It means if you have a job to do, a chore, whatever it is, you just don't feel like doing it. It's like, oh, it looks too big or hard or it's boring. I don't want to do that. So I'll do it a little bit later. That's what procrastination means. And so we're going to read some Bible verses and maybe I'll come up with a story or something. But it says in James 4:17, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. So if you know what you should be doing, but you don't do it, that's a problem, and that means sin. John 9:4, it says, I must work the works of him that sent me. Well, it is day, the night cometh, when no man can work. That's something Jesus was saying, and he had to do what his Father sent him to do. Just think if he procrastinated and didn't do it, or maybe didn't do it at all, we wouldn't have salvation. Proverbs 10:4, he becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. That verse is kind of saying that if you have a slack hand, you're not working hard and doing what you're told to do, and you keep putting it off, you might wind up being a poor person with not much, maybe not much to eat, or money that needs to maybe buy a vehicle when it, or you know, whatever the case is. But if you work diligently, it will make you rich. It might not necessarily mean that you'll be a rich person with lots of money and a big house or things like that, but you're not going to need, you know, you're not going to be wandering around thinking, when's my next meal, or when's this or when's that. You'll have the things that you need. And Proverbs 12:24 says, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. Or under tribute, you might think, well, what's that supposed to mean? Well, it kind of means the slothful will be under, or will be like a servant. So if you're diligent, you'll bear rule, or kind of be, have maybe a more important position, or more responsibilities, and things will go better for you. But if you're slothful, you're more likely going to be probably the one that's going to be doing actually harder work, maybe, or a servant. Proverbs 13:4, the soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. There again, if you don't do what you're supposed to do, if your dad and mom tell you you need to, you know, vacuum the carpet, sweep the floor, wipe the table, or whatever chore it is that you need to be doing. And you don't do it, sooner or later, those things are going to get dirty. You're going to be, oh, I don't want to eat on that table. That table is filthy. Somebody needs to wipe that table. Well, you were told to do it. It didn't happen. Well, I'm not going to eat there. Well, maybe you just don't get to eat supper that night because the table didn't get wiped. Or maybe the floor didn't get vacuumed after a while. You're like, well, I don't want to walk on this carpet anymore. It's getting pretty grimy. I better put my socks and shoes on. And then it gets even worse, and you got to stay with it. you know, obey your parents. And the soul of, let me see, Proverbs 14:23. In all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury. He also that, Proverbs 18:9, he also that is slothful in his work, that's someone that is lazy, doesn't want to do his work, doesn't want to do his job, is brother to him that is a great waster. Or that kind of means like someone who destroys things. So if you're slothful in your work, you're kind of like someone who destroys things. You're not really being, you're not being very, good with what you have, and you're not doing what you should be doing. Here's a, it went by the field of the slothful, someone who's lazy, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding, someone not being very smart or wise. One time, here's a story when I was young, maybe, I don't know, 7, 8, 9, somewhere in there. And I loved going to the hardware store with my dad. My dad and I did a lot of that kind of thing. We had a lot of projects, went to the hardware store, did things, and I had a chore to do. I had to sweep the floor. We ate supper and I had to sweep the floor. And I was determined. I was going with that at the hardware store. That was all there was to it. I'm going with that. And that's just the way it was. That's just what I did. And he always was happy to have somebody ride along. But guess what? That floor just, I don't know, didn't look too bad. And I thought, well, I could just do this, yeah, do that, yeah. And kind of take my time. And eventually I got the broom out and was sweeping a little here, a little there. And kind of putting it off, this just doesn't look very fun. And, you know, there's a few crumbs under there, but I, you know, just kind of taking my time. Well, all of a sudden, I hear Dad saying something about needing to head out, and my older brother was going to go along with him too. And I thought, well, I better hurry. I better be quick. So I grabbed the broom and started hurrying. And soon I looked out, I heard the door shut, the other door, the house. I thought, oh no, I hope he's not leaving yet. Sure enough, I looked out the window and he was getting in the car, and I was like, man, I'm not even halfway done with this floor. So I thought, well, maybe I could still go. And I kind of waved out the door, hollered out the door, and I, you know, wanted to go with him, tried to stop him, and basically he told me, no, you didn't get your work done. You don't get to go this time. And it wasn't just the hardware store in town. It was another one that was a little bit further away, a little bit bigger, kind of neater place to go. And I was like, man, I really want to go there. But I missed out because I didn't do what I was supposed to do, and I didn't do it right away. If I just obeyed, done the task that was at hand, then I probably could have had extra privilege in going with Dad to the hardware store, but I didn't get it. I was kind of left in want. I was wanting to go and I couldn't. Proverbs 24. I think I read part of that, but I'll read it again. I went by the field of the slothful, someone lazy, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding, someone not being very smart or wise. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Sounds like somebody wasn't being very diligent in their work and keeping their garden cleaned out. If we could plant a garden and we don't keep it weeded, sooner or later other stuff's going to grow up, and then the stuff that we did want to grow isn't going to be there because the stuff choked it out. Then I saw and considered it well. So this is kind of like a story of somebody looking at somebody who is slothful, and the person that saw it, he considered it well and looked upon it and received instruction. He realized there's something to learn from this. Yet a little sleep, this is what he learned. A little sleep, a little slumber. So being lazy, maybe just you want to sleep a little bit longer, but you really know you should get up and maybe get do your devotions and get your schoolwork done. But you just, it feels so nice to lay here and just sleep a little bit. A little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. If we don't do our work, it's going to get harder and harder as we get older. And if we don't do our work and be diligent and do as our parents say, when we're older, it's going to be really hard. So when we're a man that needs to go to work and we haven't learned because we just are too lazy, then when you actually need to go to work, it's going to be like, really? It's so hard. I have to go do that or go do this, I'm not going to do that. Well, you're probably not going to be able to get very far in life. Probably not going to be able to, if you're a man, you're not going to be able to pay your bills and support your family. Or maybe you become a mom and you never really learned how to work real hard and do the task that's at hand. And you might just be like, well, it doesn't matter if I never wash the dishes. Doesn't matter if I never sweep the floor or whatever it is, or vacuum the house. And those aren't good things, but if we learn to be obedient and we learn to not be slothful, not be lazy, not be a sluggard, then God will give us many more great things, and it's a good thing. So just remember, don't be lazy when your parents tell you to do your chores, to work hard, and to be diligent. Do it right away. Listen right away. Be obedient. And it will help you be happy and cheerful and pleasant. And so just remember, don't be lazy and a sluggard. So that's what I had. You may go back to your parents.